a sound. Drift of snow or leaves, flower petals, lightly blown by the wind somewhere, gathering together in a dip in the earth. Body becoming part of the landscape. And just feeling the kind of landscape of the face for a while, if you like. Just feeling how it feels today. Possible, maybe the eyes can rest back. Maybe the forehead melt or soften. And maybe feeling the inner landscape of the face, the inside of the mouth. Jaws, throat, the inside of the nose. Noticing what happens, settling into this landscape of face. like there's always weather, always a temperature. And sometimes in feeling the face, feeling inside the mouth and jaws, behind the eyes and nose, inside the ears. Sometimes there might be emotion that we're not sure if there's a connection between feeling my jaws and feeling that anger. Feeling my mouth and feeling that confusion or the throat or the nose and some sadness. Ears and some fear or whatever. And we don't need to decide if there's a connection, but including, if you like, for a few moments, allowing if there is some emotion, like part of the weather of the day, part of the temperature of that inner landscape. Of the face and of the senses. Our ways of receiving, perceiving the world. And if possible, letting the brain soften and not asking the brain to help out here. Just feeling this inner landscape. Allowing emotion, if there is some. There's some subtle physical sensations of that emotion, if there is emotion. And as if we were wandering around a landscape that's new to you. You would know that you don't know how it's supposed to be. And you could be in touch with how it is. As if holding the head with soft, loving hands. All of that is human and okay. Not your fault. Not your invention. not what you are. Maybe allowing the big, soft, loving hands or the space of presence to start to include the whole body gradually. Maybe also allowing sounds to be part of what you're present with, receiving, allowing whole body sounds. In softness, maybe. Softness cushioning all around your body and mind. And then within the field of body, so maybe not so much the image of body and then trying to fit your mind inside that image, not so much your memory of your body, not so much the word body. Sometimes it can be helpful to feel that we're feeling the space in which the body is, and a little bit more space around, just to give room to what sensations are actually here. And sounds coming freely. Is there somewhere in your body that feels okay or good that you can feel even a little bit, or a lot, whatever is possible. Meanwhile, thinking or emotion likely may take you away. And then here we are again, the whole body, space around the body, and sounds in softness, if possible. And then again, feeling within the whole body, is there somewhere that feels good? And what are those sensations there? Smooth or firm or grounded, light, opening, embracing, warm or cool. Not expecting it to be easy to feel, or not usually very practiced. And staying with somewhere that feels good and not going anywhere with it. Staying within there, here. And like getting to know a new language. We wouldn't expect to understand every word right away, but we can barely, maybe that one word, that one flavor of sensation. And the main thing is feeling it. And then if it helps to name the feeling, like silky or fluid or ground, solid, big, small, whatever it feels like. Sometimes feeling an area that feels good, as soon as we arrive and try to feel, it disappears. And so, like a game of hide and seek, here we are, the whole body. Is there somewhere that feels good or okay? Physically. And what are the excuses or reasons that come to mind for not staying? And feeling that mind state and thought. possible, and if you like, continuing to practice against our habits and programming to find and receive the sensation somewhere that feels good or okay, neutral or pleasant. For a while, if you like. If you can't find anything, then you could play with allowing a most delicious breath. May say, I can't, or it's not enough, or it's too hard, or it's too good. This is not meditation, etc. The same kind of thoughts that have been coming to mind to meditators for thousands of years. So we're not alone in thinking we can't or shouldn't, etc. So we're not saying that our experience should always be pleasant, but that we could learn as beginners to receive what feels good, and that that can be a good entry into meditation. One entry. Even though there's all this complexity, complicated life, some things unpleasant, there's also this. And if it's hard for you to feel your body, and also if it's easy for you to feel your body, it can also be good practice to feel in the mind, in the department of mind, what feels good. What would you long for? What would be important today, as if the first day? could be a memory of a time that you felt in alignment with life, in tune, or harmony with what deeply matters in life. Felt like joy or home. Welcome or ease. Freedom or being met. Or when you kind of know in a feeling way that you love peace. Or being okay already, good enough. Or just enough. Feels in the field of body. Peace and the love of peace. Okayness. And an enjoyment of okayness. Feeling what has importance for you, partly by the response of your cells, the cells of your body. Has resonance for you. When you say that word for safe or happy, connected, or you allow that image or memory, something feels like a yes. Or a recognition, or like, oh, really? Is there permission? Could I live knowing that? And if possible, getting to know some of the sensations in the body when you connect with what you love or need. you find that already now you're tired, it's too hard, too much effort, too much thinking, then just sinking into the physical, maybe the back or the lower belly, and keeping it more simple. For today or for a while. Or staying with feeling the feelings in the body of loving what you love. Or knowing the importance of what's important to you, what moves you. Not that you know how to live that way, but that you would love to live that way, with that at the center. With that as your starting point or ground or North Star. So there's thinking and emotion and judgment and past and future flying around, and then there's the body, and then here's the body. And if possible, or if you'd like to, then here's also the sensations of knowing what's important to you in a felt way. And how would it be to let all your cells bathe in that, in those sensations, as if that's like a lake or sea you could float in. Welcome, or that silkiness, ground or breeze, finding your own way that helps you connect. Any combination of image, words, physical sensations, memory, and even without knowing what it is in words, but the feeling of what's important is also fine. Words are important only if they help. Traditionally, it could be a whole sentence of words. May I be at ease? Or may there be welcome? Freedom. Usually not more than three words to start with, and one is fine. Not more than three qualities, so that it's possible to stay connected. In not too mental of a way. And also a single word, like wonder or freedom. Or a word about the texture, like honey, silk. Sometimes we might start to feel filling so much with the texture, the sensations of yes, or love of life, love of peace. Maybe today, or maybe in a few days, or weeks or whatever practice. A feeling of bathing or floating in that. stagnant silkiness. That it would be natural, as if the skin opens and that fragrance or fluid or texture starts filling not only your body and your life, but the space around you, the ground and air, the stuff, and even gently reaching or offering to other people, and if you like, other living creatures. One by one, or as a sense of gradually radiating, like the fragrance of a flowering tree, the space around you, if you like. Not that you have to. Clear sensations with the help of a memory or words. May there be ease, clarity, aliveness, freedom. Filling to overflowing. From a spring inside that is also beyond filling and overflowing. Not because anybody has earned anything. You as a real person coming into your own life. Coming to live the knowing in a feeling way of what's important. Relaxing to receive that. At least the wish for peace. The welcome of clarity or lightness or ground. You as a real person, finding your way of allowing that chemistry. real person among other real persons, among the so many creatures of us who all love safety and happiness and freedom. Trees and plants that lean towards what they need, whether sun or shade. Going as far, as wide as you like, into the earth above you and all around. With a single word, like touching the surface of a lake and letting the ripples, the waves, the circles of water spread out. With an image, throwing a coin into a wishing pond, tossing in your wish. Into the web of life. Or with a more traditional full statement, such as, may all beings in this hall be at ease. May all beings along this river live with clarity. May all beings in these towns and fields deserts and rivers, mountains and sea, be at ease. Welcome. No matter what we've done and not done, not because we earned something, like the sun shines down on everything, like the coolness of the night gives itself to everything. May there be peace. And spreading wide through and across the planet and its atmosphere, the cliffs, the deep sea, life. Coming and going beyond understanding. May there be peace. May there be peace. Inside and outside. And if you feel feels abstract for you, you can come to something more close or concrete. Yourself or your shoulder or someone you know or the peacock. Or you could go wide, if you like, past the earth, past the human imagination. May there be ease, welcome, laughter, clarity.